I kind of give you a little injury update before we get rolling on practice day. Coleman will still be out with the ribs. He was able to run and get going, but we'll see where he's, you know, moving forward. But it was good to get him back out running. And Jacob Tammy is still going through the concussion protocol. Julio was able to participate and get going on the walkthrough, so we'll see where that leads to for practice today. But it was off to a good start. With that, I'll open it up with questions regarding the game. Getting ready.
Yeah, Coach, when did he hurt his toe? In, is it a turf toe like Devin's or just a...
No, it's on the top of his foot, so it's not a turf toe at all. I'm not exactly sure, Led, when the injury took place on that one, but definitely not underneath, something that was sore from on top. But he's doing well with it, and we anticipate him ready to rock.
Anything else?
Save it for week 8.
Throw one out there. Just come on.
I'm saving it for week 8. I'm saving it for week 8.
Okay.
All right.
Again, you've schemed against them some terrific receivers in the past.
Sure.
How would you try to go ahead and stop Julio at the pace that he's going now?
Well, I think, number one, he plays at a number of different spots, so that also, you know, creates some challenges that go with it. And then from there, I think you have to be unique and, you know, as far as finding them and where the packages go. So he definitely, you know, merits that kind of attention, just knowing the style that he plays with, how aggressive he plays. So I don't think it'd be just say we're going to put one person there. It's going to be, some type of combination, a combination of things as it went through the game.
The physical skills with Julio, they're so obvious.
Right.
But after the game last week, he was talking about noticing something one of their defensive backs was doing. And it was interesting how in-depth he went, which spoke to how intellectual he is.
Yes.
Involved in watching film. Can you
yeah,
speak to that a
I bit? Certainly can. And I think it's one of the parts of the game I wish everybody had a chance to be around him and understand how locked in he is with the game, from the meetings to, on the practice field, in walkthroughs. And it's pretty rare for somebody to have that kind of focus for a really long time, where they can stay right in the present moment and stay right what's at important. So he is 100% able to do that. And that goes from the game, not, you know, looking ahead to what's the next play or the next series, but like absolutely going for it right now. So that kind of readiness is hard to find, and he stays right in it all the time. So that part of the game where not everybody has an understanding of, you know, how detailed he is in his work. So it's for those of us who are around him every day, we have real appreciation for that.
Coach, I know you don't make the schedule, but the fact that you get these division games later in the year, is it kind of nice to get your team in a position where they're kind of set, and you know, you're not seeing your division opponents right away, so you're kind of getting the rhythm going, and you're seeing different teams? I mean, you don't make the schedule, but is that kind of good that those division games come later in the year?
You know, we really try to not place one over the other as it goes through it, so if they had them first, that would have been fine, and we're just going to try and keep approaching each week as we can. So whether it's division game or non-division game, they're all so important. And so that's why we just try to treat each game as a championship game prep. Can we do all the things, you know, in that fashion, the same time, week after week? And we love the process that our team goes through each week to get ready. And we rely only on ourselves to do that. So ultimately, at the end of the week, comes down to us. And so, no, we don't have a, you know, preference in terms of which way it falls out.
I wasn't here yesterday, and I apologize. Did J.J. Watt, as far as what kind of disruption he can really cause the offensive line?
I think the one of the unique things about his game is that he can line up, you know, in a number of different spots. And that's exactly, you know, how you feature really talented guys. He can be outside, he can be inside, left side, right side. And I think it also probably speaks to not just his intensity and his effort and the physical skills that he has, but much like we were talking with Julio, the intensity of learning all the stuff to know, okay, I'm a defensive end, I'm a defensive tackle, I can play on offense. You know, like, that guy's got really good football smarts. You're not able to do that if you hadn't.
Aaron Foster is a game time decision. How has that shaped what you guys have been able to do to possibly prepare for him?
Well, I think we're going to prepare like he is playing. I think it's always easier to go that way. We've got great respect for him. We know the cutback ability is there. He can just turn sometimes a play where it would be a 1 or 2 yard play into the big ones based on where he could bounce it outside or cut back. So I think with him, what makes him so unique is the bounce out cutback ability.
Coach, I've just crunched numbers on the D-line and snaps and tackles and so forth. But how's Hageman playing? He's not showing up there, but I think
right.
He's doing a little better than
– Yeah, I think – and it was, in fact, one of the topics we talked about this week, Led, was, doing the things that don't show up on the stat sheet, and whether that's the dirty work or taking double teams. And so much of that comes from our toughness, our heart, the brotherhood of like how hard I'm willing to go. If I stay on this double team, it may be a linebacker, maybe free. So I think he's a perfect example of that. We're saying, like, you know, doing the things that don't show up on the stat sheet, how hard you're willing to go. And the things we've really tried to, you know, address with him is how fast he can come off the ball. For a big guy, he's got explosion. So we're still working as hard as we can to improve on that. But some weeks it just, you know, more nickel plays, more base plays, and it kind of depends on the week.
You know, not just J.J. Watt, but their entire pass rush as a whole is really, really good. Has the offensive line been doing anything different this week to prepare for them?
No, we don't do anything different, but we certainly have lots of respect and regard for how they play. They play tough, aggressive, and starts right from the top. We have great respect for Romeo and, you know, the defensive that he's put together through the years. And then, like you said, it goes all the way through their defense. Tough competitors, guys who love to battle, and we've got a bunch of those on our offensive line as well. So when we get into those matchups, we don't try to make one more important than another or, you know, special circumstance. It'll be a great fight and one we're looking forward to.
And is there a particular aspect of Julio's preparation that you see most on Sundays, that you see the result, the impact of what he does during the week, during the game?
I would say, like, by working so hard at it and the studying that he does, it allows him to play really fast, where there's not a hesitancy. What's the coverage on this one, or what's my adjustment, or we put two plays in at the line of scrimmage and I got to the audible check. So I think, like, you see a guy making full speed decisions, and that's honestly the thing that we want most from everybody. How fast can we play, and then where there's not any hesitation in your decision. So one of the terms we use is full speed decisions, and you see lots of them with him.
Does that pertain to what you guys are trying to do, or to his study of what defenses are trying to do to him?
I would say a combination of both. Not necessarily, you know, specific to him. Like, we want our units to function that way, where we can make full speed decisions. But I think in game, some people may choose to play a certain style against him, and we have to be ready to adjust when those times come up.